Okay, today's daf is daf Samach Gimel, and we're holding the second line from the top of the Amid. Omer Rav Yehuda. Says Rav Yehuda, Shekitna. Shekitna is the name of a bird. And as we'll see in the Gemara momentarily, there are three types of Shekitna. You first start off with the Arichei Shaki. Arichei Shaki means it has long legs. The Sumki. And it's red. Sharia. That brand of Shekitna is Mutalach. The Simonech, and for you to be able to remember which Shekitna is Mutter, Simon is Murzama. What is Murzama? Rashi says that was another oif that was very well known in those days. It was Muchsik to be a Torah Dikke animal, not animal, Torah Dikke oif, and so therefore, if people refer to this particular Shekitna oif as Murzama, people remember, yo, this is the kosher one of the Shekitnas. Because in fact, if you have a Shekitna which is gutzi means that it has short legs, the sumki, and it's also red, that already is asir. So the only Shekitna that you can eat is the one with the long legs, not one with the short legs. The simonech and the simon to remember is that gutzi v'sumki is nanis posel. Nanis posel explains Rashi is, nanis as you all know means a midget, and that's one of the psule mumin for a koyin that wants to do the avoida in the Beis HaMikdash. And then there's a third variety of shekitna.
What do you see from nanis? What do you see from nanis posel?
What means nanis?
Nanis v'sumki. Oh, the klein shigo. Oh, sorry.
Yes, no problem. Now the third one is arichei shaki. Again, it has long feet, the eroiki, and it's green or yellow. That's asiri. Simonech, to remember that, remember we had a few days ago in the Mishnah, it says, yeroikin psulim. What means yeroikin psulim? If you had a bird that unfortunately was in a fire, and then after that, they shechted the bird, opened it up, and they saw the b'nei me'ayim were changing color from red to green, is pusul. To simon that fire overwhelmed this bird, and that's a simon tarfis by a bird. So you have the three types of Shekitna. The one with the long feet is kusher. Simon is Murzama, a famous bird that was at that time. The one with the short feet and is red is a nanas and it's pusul. And finally, the one that has long feet but has green, not that it is red, that is pusul, again it's aser, and the simon is yeroikim psul. With that, we have concluded temporarily all of the names of the oifis they had at that time. Now for a moment we're going to focus on birds which are listed in the Torah. Rav Yehuda, Shalach, as you all know, we have 24 of the oifis tameois, like we've spoken about for the last couple of days. So in one of the psukim it says in Parsha Shmini, v'yes ha-kois, v'yes ha-sholoch, v'yes ha-yanchuf. Now vus is a sholoch. Sholoch ze ha-shoyle dagim min hayam. That is the type of fish that goes deep into the water and pulls up fish from, it's an oif that goes deep into the water and schleps up fish from the yam to go and eat.
What's it called? Sholoch?
What is the fancy English word for such a bird? So you have over here in the art scroll, he defines it as, nowadays it's known as cormorant. Cormorant. A bird that dives deep into the sea to capture fish.
What's the top shoyle?
Shoyle means to go deep into the yam and schlep up and raise the dagim in the yam. Want to know the fancy English word? Look there, draws fish from the sea. Joint, you know, right? Duchifas, she bites in the pasuk. Duchifas, v'yeso atalei, that shehoidoi kofus. What's that? Shehoidoi kofus. So, if you have an art scroll, they have even a picture there, and it shows you that on top of the head of the duchifas, it has very nice plumage of feathers, and when the duchifas is in good spirit, then the feathers are very, very pretty, and you can see them. And then when he wants to take a break, then the duchifas goes and pushes its feathers together, and they kind of fall into place, I fold them. So therefore the Hoide Kufis, Hoide means it's glory, it's Hoide, it's Kufis means that it's tied up. And that's very, very pretty. What is that called in English? So once again, the in the art school, he calls it a peacock. A peacock has such beautiful feathers. And then he says that however Rashi in Chumash refers to it as a hoopoe, whatever a hoopoe is. Anyway, that's two different types of the word duchifas. Either it's a peacock or it's a hoopoe.
Was it not akasha?
Was it was
Rashi? No, what do you have to, say? If it thinks to eat fishes and the chadoiras.
Which one is the doyer? Oh, the shulah?
If it's a doyer, then he's automatically...
Rashi types doyer. My mechitna, the Moshe Reis, is asking, why does the Torah have to say shulah? The shulah, dagim and ayam. We know that any bird which is a doyer, by definition, is tameh. So, the Rashi earlier, when he spoke about doyer, said that he finds food on the ground, and he grabs it and holds on to it to make sure that it doesn't escape or lose or it doesn't fall away. Here it's talking about that he goes deeply into the sea to pick it up. So therefore it's a different type of doyres than the doyresim that we had before. The doyres we had before, it's here on surface and he goes and puts his claws down and he holds it in place and picks it up.
Where's so, the Rashi doyres that you said before?
Nachum Olin Zutin.
The doyres that you said.
I'm looking for that Rashi. The doyres. Rashi.
I'm saying it's kind of bird, not this one, but they don't take with their when they go for their fish. They deal with their beak, with their mouth. They don't use their left feet at all.
Oh, so now you have a teretz.
Yes,
with the feet, with the beak.
Very
good. Shkoya. Thank you for that explanation.
I like that.
We like that very, very much. It's very helpful. Yeah. Thank you very much. The Rashi that we're looking for is Samach Beis Omer Aleph. Go back Samach Beis Omer Aleph.
Yeah.
And you'll see Vahani Mili Delay Duris. You have Vahani Mili Duris. Go down five lines. Venirali. She called Oif Hanois and Ragle Ala Oichel Kisha Oichoi. Or Mazika Beragle Shle Yonid Le Yinok or Kulay Esapiv. This is Drisa. Wow. This case, as Brother Shai points out, is not the hands, but he does it with the mouth. Very nice. Shkoya. So on that high note, let me again invite them. Zuti Morevitz Vait Tanya Mihochi. Duchifas Shohoidei Kofus. That it's Hoid, it's glory, it's crown on top of its head, kofus, it can go and fold it down. It doesn't have to be spread out. So Shahibi Shomer the Beis HaMikdash. The famous Gemara in Maseches Gittin, which talks about that David HaMelech needed the Shomer for purposes of building the Beis HaMikdash. And I think it was Ben Yoyob Ben Yoyada that says, I'm going to give you an Eitzah, we need to get hold of the Shomer. And the one that was in charge of the Shomer was the Duchifas, which the Gemara called it the Tarnigol Barah, which is the Taich. The Targum says on the Duchifas, it says Nagar Tura. Who Tarnigol Barah. That's what Rashi says about 12 lines at the top of the Amid. Nagar Tura means it protected the mountains, and the Shomer was there in the mountains. It was held at that time by one of the famous Shindalids, Ashmedui, and he convinced Ashmedui to drop it, and he took the Shomer. Anyway, all the Gemara is trying to tell us is that we find this Duchifas elsewhere in Shas by the Mas Mitzvah.
This is the Tashma Nakya Bituya, Rashi Ben Nakya Bituya.
Nuchen Shir Amaduchkain Alus Vasihar Chalas. The word Nagar means to protect, and Tura means the berg, the mountains. Rabbi Yochanan Kavichuzi Sholach Omar. When Rabbi Yochanan would see such a Sholach Oif, he would say about it, Mishpatecha Tohoim Rabba. When he saw an ant, Omer Tzidkoscha Geharrei Kev. What's pshat in this Gemara? The Sholach, as we know, we just said in the Gemara, goes deep into the water to go and chap fish. So Mishpatecha, your Mishpat, Rabbi Nishloim, when you're going to do justice to Haim Rabbi, you can go all the way to the depths, just like the Sholach. So the Sholach, it reminded him of how deep HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midos are, legabe justice. When he saw the Nemola, an ant, and Rashi says the ants have it relatively easy in terms of getting together their food. They can collect their food below Tairach. anytime, as you know, the ants go and take together the smallest little crumb. There are always little crumbs hanging around somewhere. Mm-hmm. So therefore, it's like Torah. So tzedkoscha, the tzedakah, the righteousness, the chesed and the tzedakah that you do, Rabbi Yishlalem, goes all the way, karikel, tall mount, tall as Mount Everest, and even higher. So your mishpatim go very deep, like the sholoch, and your tzidkis go very high up, just like the nemolah gets that tzedakah very easily. Omer HaMeimer, Likni Ubitni Sharia, Likni Ubitni and Shaknoi and Batnoi are all names of birds that they had in the times of Chazal. So HaMeimer says, Likni Ubitni Sharia, Lus Meimeres, no problem, they have at least one kosher simen, they're not doyeres, mutaloch, mutaloch. Shaknoi, Batnoi, that already depends. Makim Shinagul Lechol Oichlin. Some place the minig was, they did eat it. Mok Shinagul Shaloi Lechol Ein Oichlin. The other place they had the minig, not to eat it. And the obvious question is, Otman Hogital Yimiltsev, this is a psa. A minig, some claim it's yom. If it's treif, it's treif, it's kush, it's kush. Zogti Yimura in Nishve, Veloi Kash. Ha Ba'asud Shchichi Peres Vaznia, that Ba'asud Shchichi Peres Vaznia. What does that mean? Peres Vazni, as you remember from yesterday, only have one simen. But even though they have that one simen, they are non-kosher. They're oifais tomatoes. Why? Because the Torah says about them, they're oifais tomatoes. So you remember the Gemara said yesterday, Rav Nachman said, if you want to be able to eat an oif b'simen echad, you have to be baki bohen u b'shmoiseyat. You have to know exactly what a Peres Vazni looks like, and any other bird that might be a Peres Vaaznia, because we call it a Peres Vaaznia. It looks like, because that could all be from the same min of Peres Vaaznia. Zutiyat Simura, in a place where you have a Peres Vaaznia, then you cannot go and eat the Shaknoi Ubitnoi. Apparently they had one simen, and therefore maybe they're part of the broader Peres Vaaznia family. So even though they may not look like it, maybe you don't even call it, but maybe it's a subset of Peres Vaaznia. Don't eat it. That was a meaning not to eat. However, in those places, L'shchichi Peres Vaaznia, I haven't seen a Peres Vaaznia in this town for the last 50 years. So then if you find an oif that comes with one simen, you don't have to worry that it's a Peres Vaaznia, because there haven't been Peres Vaaznias here for years and years. And that's why the meaning was that they ate an oif with one kosher simen. Omer Abai, kui v'kakui asiri. Those are awesome. Kakuusa sharia. Those were mutter. Now Abai, of course, lived in Babel. By Uns in Babel, they ate the kakuasa. However, Marava, not only wouldn't they eat from it, malku ilava, they would even give malkus from somebody that would go and eat from the kakuasa, because they held it's not a sophic osir. They hold it's not a derabbanan. Because at the arise, it's one of the 24. The Karulan, they used to call it Tachvasa. Why would then the Rashi is silent? Rashi doesn't give us any explanation as to why in Babel but Yogi Gesen, in Marava Hamen Nishki Gesen. Tanarabat, Tunchames. Okay, then now the word the Tunchames appears twice in the Torah. One means twice, both in Parshas Shmini. If you look in Oisiyos Dalet and Oisiyos Hey of the Torah Ora Shalem, Oisiyos Dalet is V'es Antin Shemes, V'es Achaos, V'es Harachom. These are among the 24 prohibited Oifois Tameos. Then the next pasuk is V'anoka V'akoyech V'halto V'achoymit V'hatin Shemes. Oh, again Tin Shemes. However, this pasuk is not talking about Oifois Tameos, it's talking about the Shmoine Shrutzim. You probably recognize the halitah. Halitah is a lizard. Achoymet, people say, is a snail. So on tinchemes, I see the word tinchemes is both in the case of the oifais tameois and also in the case of the shmoina shrots. So what the Gemara says is, maybe the tinchemes in posig dalid is not one of the oifais tameois, but maybe that's the sheretz, which is not good for the shmoina shrots. And the same thing in Pasuk Hey, when we list Tinshemes, I'm sorry, when we list Tinshemes, we're not referring to one of the Shvatzim. Maybe that's what we're referring to, one of the Chavdalid Oifois Tameos. So that's what the Gemara addresses now. Toner Rabbanon, Tinshemes, Ba'us, not Ba'ois, Ba'us. The word Ba'us means it's Mias. Mias means that it's repugnant. something that you would not wish to eat. You detest the tinchemis. So says the Gemara, tinchemis in the Pusik Dalid is talking about bo'ush sheba'oifis, and oif tame, which is mius. Maybe in this pasuk we're not talking about the tinchemis, the oif. Maybe we're talking about the tinchemis, which is the sheret. And the Gemara says that cannot be. Amis. Say l'man miyud gimel midashatayin adrashes behen. That what? Dover lomid me in yonoi. You have to go and look what the surroundings are in that pasuk. What are the surroundings? After all, the pusi says tinchemis, ko'os and rocham. Ko'os and rocham we know are oifos. So tinchemis in that pasuk is also oifos. Afkan ba'oifos. So that's crystal clear that the tinchemis in pasuk dalet, we're talking about an oif. And now the Gemara repeats the same by the shrotzim. Tanami gabi shrotzim ki hai gabna. Tinchemis bo'ush shibishrotzim. It's a very niyasa sheret. It's really repugnant. At oimer bo'ush shibishrotzim eini ala bo'ush shibishrotzim. Maybe in that second pasuk, we're not talking about a sheret. Maybe we're talking about the oif. And the Gemara says again, amas, teilumad, meyud gimel midishatayin adrashes bet. Double of minyana, the mayor cross of medaber. That whole pasuk is talking about shrotzim, we're talking about the haltom, the choymet, arnoke, etc. Afkan mishrotzim, we're talking about sheret. It's hard to believe that the Gemara had a real havamina, that in the middle of the oifos, a Kodesh Baruch Hu would throw in a sheret, and in the middle of the shrotzim, a Kodesh Baruch Hu throws in the oif. The Gemara is probably just trying to go and dramatically and graphically tell us. The way you say, look at the psukim, and it's a double portion. That although the word tinchemis refers both to oifois and shrat, in other words, there is both an oif called a tinchemis and a sheret called a tinchemis. However, the tinchemis by the oifois is the oif tinchemis, and the one by the shrat is the sheret tinchemis. Okay. Weiter. Omer Rabbeinu. Bo'ush oifois sheba oifois kifois. Bo'ush shebishratzim purpidoi. Among the oifois, the real one that is detested, that is the kifuf, and the one that is detested among the shrotzim, that's called kurpedoi. Now you're wondering, what a kifuf and what's kurpedoi? So Rashi says about kifuf, tziat. Now vusai is a tziat, so in the art school it says that tziat means an owl, and then after that Rashi says, linira shekoyin kal beshuret means a bat, B-A-T. That's in terms of oifus kifuf. What is by shiratim? Kurpidoi. Kurpidoi, Rashi says talfa, and in the art scroll it says talfa is a mole. M-O-L-E. So those are detested in the oifus and the shiratim. Omra Yehuda, ka'os, zu ha-kuk. On the side it says ha-kik. Now what is ka'os? To go back to Pasik Dalid, you have v'es in Tinshemes, v'es ha-ka'os, v'es ha-rocham. So ka'os is a kick or a cook. Vus meintis. Is there a Rashi on here? I don't see a Rashi. Zu ha-kuk, rocham zu shrakra. Now, let's see if he has a taich on the word ka'os in the art scroll over here. It's ka'os. Zu ha-kuk, number 23. Described it's a water bird. This Reb Sadia Goin says that it's a pelican. So a ka'os is a pelican.
Pelican.
A pelican, my son, sure. Rocham is a shrakrak. Now we'll see shrakrak in a moment. The reason it got its name shrakrak is because it makes a shrieking sound. And the shrakrak in Hebrew is related to the English word shrieking, as the Gemara will explain momentarily. Amr Rav Yochanan, lo menikra shmoi rocham. You just talked about this rocham. Vus epis, how did it get the name rocham? If there's a racham in your vicinity, you know it's bringing rachmim. Now what means rachmim? Says Rashi, it means it's going to rain. It's going to pour. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is having rachmonis on the Yiddish Kinder, that there should be rain. So Rashi says rachmim means matter. However, the racham is even more than that. And the Gemara is going to say something now astounding, amazing. Omra bibi barabaya, Rudi Yosef Amidi. That's only when the racham is sitting on something, the ovid shrakra, and it makes these terrible shrieking sounds, then it starts raining. Ugmirin, we have a Kabbalah the Yosef Ara, if it wouldn't go and sit Amidi on something, but it sat on the ground, Vishorik, and it started making shrieking sounds, Asa Mashiach, then Mashiach would come. Can you imagine? Shenema, it says in the Pasuk, Eshrika Lohem Va'akabtse. The word Eshrika means I will whistle to them and I will go and collect them all together. Moisa Mashiach, but the Gemara is now dashing with Eshrika to refer to the Racham, which makes these shrieking sounds, then Mashiach will come. And the Gemara continues on, Omle Rav Adar Bar Shimi Lamar Bar Rav Idoi, Vahahahu, don't you remember there was the Yosef Beit Karba Vishorak? It was a while ago that we had such a Racham, that was a pelican, that was sitting Beit Karba. Karba means in a field that had been plowed, Mishorek, and it made a shrieking sound. So it was sitting on the ground. It was sitting on the field. Mashiach. And Mashiach didn't come yet. Oh. Even hasn't come still today. Instead, the Asa Golo, instead a meteor came from up in Shemayim and hit him on the head in Afsikei Lamoichei and killed this bird. Hey, the bird sits on the sound, on the ground. And it's shrieking, Mashiach should come. Not a meteor and killed him. Amalei, ahu baidahava. That was a nuvi hasheker. In other words, that bird did not have authority, minishamayim, to sit on the ground and make such a shrieking sound. He did it on his own. So instead of being a nuvi emes, it was a nuvi sheker. And that's why Hashem killed it with such a, Rashi says, gola, even golo min hamorim. A stone came all the way down from Shemayim and hit it on its head and killed it. Why, says Rashi, Badya Bado'o, Shakron, he was a liar. And if Hashem paid him immediately. Okay, Vaitre, Toner Baruch. It says in the Pasuk, Eis kol oirev liminoi. Which is more oirev, ze oirev. Like we had already yesterday. Oirev means an oirev. Oirev is usually translated as a crow, C-R-O-W. Some say it's a raven. And the Pasuk says, Eis kol oirev lemina. What do you learn from the Eis kol oirev? Rehavi oirev ho'amki. Oirev ho'amki means an oirev that goes in the emek, goes in the valleys. Nochtem shteitech es kol oirev lemina. Now you remember yesterday in lemina, we had Reb Lezer, and Reb Lezer says that there are two types in lemina, either zarzir or snunis levana. And the Rabbanan disagreed because they said it cannot be that those are osir dik oifais tameois, because in fact in Anshikvar Tamarta they eat from the zarzir because it has one of the kosher simanim, which is not the kosher simen of an oirek. And furthermore, in Anshigola Elyon they ate the snunis levana because it had a karkarbanai niklaf, which was a simen tahara, which was not in the oirek. Therefore, says the Gemara, that was what Rabbi Lezer learned from Laminai. But what did Rabbanan learn from Laminai? We didn't say. Says the Gemara today, Lamina lahabi oirev habav the Roshe Yavanim. Or Roshe, I'm sorry, Roshe Yoinim. What does it mean above the Roshe Yoinim? That the oirev is usually the first, like the general, or like the one that is in front of the rest of the kohol. The Yoinim are supposed to fly somewhere, and the oirev flies in front of them to show them where to go. So that is the Laminoi, to include the Oirei, this special Oirei, that doesn't sit at home on its fingers and on its hands, but it's constantly in front of the Yoinim when they're flying around. Omamar, Oirev ze Oirev. Freytimor ota kamon koi. He says ze Oirev as if he's pointing to the Oirev. Does he have the Oirev in his hand and he's saying, oh, this is the Oirev. What's the Lashon ze Oirev? Rashi says, instead it should have said, Oirev, the Oirev Pliny. After all, we have the other Orvim. We have an Oirev, which is the Oirev Ha'amki. We have the Oirev Ha'bob Rashi Yoinim. So he should have said that this Oirev, this is the famous twice, the New York Oirev, the black Oirev, the green Oirev. Not just say, Ze Oirev. Oirev Atu Kamankai, was he holding on to the Oirev and saying, thus is this Oirev, that's the Oirev. Ela rather, Ela Eima, rather change the brightness slightly. Not just oirev ze oirev, ze oirev uchma. When the Torah refers to oirev, it's referring to the black crow, which is typically when we think of a crow in our minds, we think of a black one. Chaynu oim. In fact, I have another pusik.
Who's bringing the pigeon heads? Is it the Zohar?
No. We have a going back to the Tanur Rabban. Oyrev is Oyrev. Now we just said what means Oyrev. That means the Oyrev of the black guy, the Oyrev of Uchma. The Eskol Oyrev that includes the valley Oyrev, and it says Eskol Oyrev le Minoy. That comes to tell us the one that flies in front of the Yoinim, the doves, when they're flying around. Okay. Good. So when he said Oyrev, the Oyrev, we left out a word. Oyrev, the Oyrev, Uchma, the black guy. It says the pasuk Kvitzoysef Taltalim Shchoyrois Ki Oyrev. It has nice long side burns, like nice pious coming down, which are black like the Oyrev, like the black Oyrev. Right, so we said the Oyrev O Anki. That's what we learned from Eiskol Oyrev. Says Yimora Chivra. It happens to be white. Not that it's totally white. The article says it means that it has white patches, because Orvim, all crows are black. It means that there are parts of it on the belly, on the top, stripes, on the front, and the back, which are white patches. Chenu Oymer, it says in the Pasuk, Legabi the Negat Tzaraz, Umareyu Omoit Min Oyr, Kimari Chamu Amuka Min Hatzer. Rashi brings in Chumash as well. What means Umareyu Omoit Min Oyr? That the Mara of the Sa'es, or Sapachas, or Beheres, looks deeper than the Oyr, than the skin on the individual. Just like the marichama is a mukam min hatzer. When you're walking down the street during the summer and there's a nice sun, if you compare the sun to the shade looks like it's higher up, and the chama looks like it's deeper. Yeah, it's a mukam min hatzer. So here too, when we talk about the oyrev amki, it's white, and those white patches are deeper than the blackness, which is a room, which is otherwise the black crow, has these white patches which make it look amki. Icham amukim natzeh. V'oyrev haba b'roshi yoynim. Omer ha-papa loy teima d'asi b'roshi yoyni. El d'domi reishe lid yoynim. Says Rapapa, we're going to change the lashon a little bit. We don't mean the oyrev that flies in front of all the yoynim, but rather we mean to say is that this oyrev that we're talking about has a head that looks similar to that of a yoynim. In other words, it's a smaller head. A yoni is a very small bird. So it's a little bit smaller and it's a little bit narrower than your regular normal head of the crow. Tana Rabbana, state right in the Pasuk, Netz. Netz is one of the Oifes HaTameyos, HaNetz, Ze HaNetz. That's the Netz. Tosis already asks, why don't we ask over here too the same thing? Is a Netz in front of us and therefore saying Ze HaNetz? So look at the Tosis for a third. Anyway, continuing on, it says the best esanets liminehu, liminehu lahavi es bar chiria. Now you're going to ask me, my bar chiria? Amrabaya, this is the famous shurinka, right? So now we know the netz is the bar chiria and it's the shurinka. Now, what does all of that mean?
Yeah.
So Rashi says that this is referring to ishparvir, and ishparvir in English means the sparrow. There's something known as the sparrow hawk. And therefore, that's how Rashi apparently understands the net. Toisis, however, has a whole pshat on it. If you look at the Toisis, at the last Toisis, Netz, Pirish, Bekuntis, Ashparvir, which is a sparrow. The E.F. Shalomikin, that's impossible. And Netz, who, Miyutas, Oifois, we just said that it's one of the Oifois, Oifis, Tameois, Ve'in Adaris, and it's not Doris at all. So therefore, Toisis said maybe it's something else. Anyway, Ayin Shum, Akhtar Gemara, Rav Yehuda. HaChasida Zudaya Levona. We're going to have shortly a whole discussion about Aya and Daya. So Chasida is a white Daya. Daya is mentioned in the Torah together with Chasida as being Oifois Tameis. Now, Lomanik Shema Chasida, how to get such an interesting name, Chasida? She'oise Chasidus im Chavri Tzel. Because it's very nice to all of its Chavirim. This Chasida bird brings them food, brings them clothing, brings them matunis. And therefore he's a nice guy, and that's how he got the name Chasid. And the Gamzevelt asks, if this is such a nice bird, why is an oif tame? It should be an oif tohar. So the article brings b'shem the Chedush Yerim, but I saw b'shem the Heilige Rishina, the same word, and that is because it only does chesed im chavrei sel. That's a terrible midah. You have to do chesed with every human being, with every... Not only your chaver, ayid daf helfen yedid. Even if he's not a chover that he knows from locally, ayid comes from Eretz Israel. He comes from Australia. He needs a hand handout. Go and give him a hand, even though you never met him before in your life. So, someone that is makbet only chavrei seah is toignish. That's an oivtam. Right. It says in the pusik v'esu anofa. He had anofa before.
It means excluding to the family. Kiddush from the kinder.
Only for the family and not for the kinder.
No, it gives to the friends.
Right.
The post. To the friends before
family. The psofa tisalem. Yeah,
forget the Zapshat. It's not a Pshat. So, my Ramay Sharif gives another Pshat that it only helps out others, but doesn't help out its own family. If he has a brother or a cousin or someone in need, he says, let him work for a living, let him go and schwitz like I schwitz. A friend that he's willing to go and give, he probably has. Okay, much again. So for somebody else, he goes and is machazik him and he helps him out. But for his own brother, he doesn't. And he says he should go and work hard and he would also make money. Okay, let's continue on. We have Oiz Beis is Vesachaside Bohanofa Lamina. Wusais Wohanofa Zudaya Ragzonis. This is a Daya that gets very angry, furious. Lomanikrishmo Anofa. How does he get the name Anofa? Now we have a printing mistake in our Gemara. In our Gemara it says Shimina Ephes im Chavriseo, and Ephes sounds like it's Mizanov, Maloshin Loisinov, or Niof. However, the Bach corrects that and says it really should say Me'anephes. The Nun and the Aleph are switched around by mistake, because the word Anofa is Me'anephes. What means Me'anephes? Says Rashi, it gets angry. It gets in a fury. Where do we have such a pasuk? In the beginning of Dvarim, it says Vashat Hashem. His anaf bi leimor, the Baruch Hu got angry. Hashem his anaf bi al debrechem. Right in my Gemara, it's oislamit. I don't know if you have it in yours in the Torah Ora Shalom. So Lashon his anaf means Hashem got furious. Vayishava levilti over yisayardei, etc. etc. So it's my nefes. It's a bird that is always angry. Right. Okay. So now until now. For the last couple of days, we keep on repeating the same number, 24, 24, 24. I'm sure everybody looked it up to count up to 24. And if you did, you would quickly find there is no such thing as 24. Really? So what are we talking about? Amr Abbas from Abba, Uifis Tmein Hedda 24. Amr Rafanim Bar Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda, Tehecha. Where? There are two times that the Torah lists the 24 Uifis. Once in Parshas Shmini, which is in Vayikra, the other one is Parshas Re'ei, which is in Devarim. Look tomorrow. Deicha, either Vayikra, if you're in Vayikra, Esrim Hav, count it up, you see there are only 20. Either Mishnah Torah, if you go to Devarim, meaning to Parshas Re'ei, Esrim Hav, there are only 21. Where do you get this 24? V'chitayim ha-do'a, t'chsiv b'vayikra, for like see the Mishnah Torah, you're going to go and say, if you look in Vayikra and Shmini, there is a reference to Do'a. However, in Mishnah Torah, you don't have Do'a. You have something very similar. You have the Ro'a. You don't have the Do'a. And so therefore, what you're going to go and say is, I got a good idea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for some reason, left out the Do'a in Mishnah Torah. So therefore, schlep it from Vayikra and send it over to Devarim. Shad Yalayu, now you have 21 plus 1. How much is 21 plus
1?
22. It's only 22, and you have to come on to 24. This is what your Zayd said. There are four times when you list the oif asatameyos, where it doesn't just say that oif, but it adds lemina, lemina. You have the Torah Ora Shalem, you have first in Beis. That's anofa lemina. That's one lemina. Then you go down to chof, and you have the next lemina. That's two lemina. Leminoi is the eis kol oir of leminoi that we already had yesterday and today. And what's lemineu? That's an ois yud, where it says veis basayana, veis atachmas, veis shoshocha, veis aneitz, lemineu. Each one of these wants to comes to be marba another oif tamei. Harikan Arba. So we're adding now four more. The problem is, if you add 22 to 4, how much do you get? 22 plus 4 is?
26.
26. And we're supposed to have 24 altogether. Ihachi Esr Mishisav, it's 26. And we're trying to get to a Chejun of 24. Om Rabbaya, Do'a, Vero'a, Achas Hi. In other words, we have Do'a in Parshas Shmini, we have Ro'a in Parshas Re'eh. Those are exactly the same verb. Same verb. So therefore, we have to, in fact, be trapped. Because 3 lines ago, we said, we're going to go and throw the Do'a from Parshas Shmini and throw it over to Parshas Re'eh. Yeah. And then we'll have 22. We added one more. No, we can't add one more because they're both exactly the same. So take that off. You're wondering, so why does the Torah call it over here Do'a, and over there it calls Ra'a? The Gemara will explain on the Amid Beis because it had 2 names. And we're afraid that somebody's going to eat from it, and people say, hey, you're eating the tray for Do'a. He says, you don't know what you're talking about. This is Nishka Do'a, this is a Ra'a. Or the other way around. Some will say, Dusachan Ra'a, Betunish, Stachaduva Ra'a. You're eating a Ra'a. Nah, this is a Ra'a, this is a Do'a. So therefore they had both names. But the Maisa is a Do'a, a Ra'a, Achasi, and therefore now, we have to take off one. So how much are we going to be left with
25.
Now? 25. We're going to get back to that question in a moment. Mm-hmm. So tomorrow, these Hokadaiter, Tartian, if you tackle all these are 2 separate birds, onto the Amid Beis. Mechti Mishnah Torah Lisufu Diyasa. The Gemara is going to explain a little bit further down on the Amid Beis that the reason why Kodesh Baruch Hu repeated the list in Mishnah Torah because he wanted to be Moisif. The Moshel says the Gemara, the Gabi Behaimis, back in Parashat Shmini, the only 4 non-kosher animals which we listed are the gomel, the shofan, the arneves, and the chazir. Here in Parashat Re'eh, we added also hashisua. If you remember, the Gemara brought that the other day and said the hashisua looks very, very strange. It has 2 gavin, it has 2 backs, and it has 2 spines going down the middle. That we didn't have in Parashat Shmini. We only had in Parashat Ro'ah, in Re'eh. So you see the Mishnah Torah comes to be moisif. That's the case. If the Torah wants to be Moisif, why would the Torah have 1 extra in Parshas Shmini? And now you're telling us, throw it into Parshas Re'eh. If there's an extra one, it should be in Parshas Re'eh, not in Parshas Shmini. So just write the Imar. Mechim Shetar V'suf Iliyasa. Maishnahach D'chsev Do'a. Maishnahach D'chsev Ra'a. V'loik Siv Do'a. Why is Do'a missing in Parshas Re'eh? Alishma Amina Min Ra'a V'Do'a Achasi. They're both exactly the same. So therefore, we cannot add 1 any longer from Parshas Shmini to Parshas Re'eh. And now we're down, Baruch Hashem, 1 from the 26. We're down to 25. But for Regimor Bakati, 25 had. And we said that they're 24. Om Rabbi, Kishem Shiro'a V'Do'a Achasi. Just like Ra and Do are one of the same. Kach Ayah V'Daya also Achasi. They're also exactly the same. Why? These Hogadai Tatarti Einan. If you're going to tell me, Ayah V'Daya are different. Mechli Mishnah Torah L'Sufi Hu Diasa Maishnah Hacha Dechsev Lemina Aaya Maishnah Hasam Dechsev Lemina Adaya. If you look at Aleph Beis from the Torah Ora Shalem, you see the first one, the Esado V'Esaaya Lemina. That's a pasuk in Vayikra, meaning in Shmini. The Lemina is on the Aya. Then the next pasuk Beis Haro V'Esaaya V'Adaya Lemina. That's in Dvorim Yedala, that's in Parshas Re'eh, and the Lamina is attached to the Daya. If the Ayah and the Daya are totally different, then why does Lamina over here is by the Ayah and here by the Daya? Well, is the Chasim and Ayah and Daya are exactly the same, and therefore Lamina is just added to both of them?
What's the
put the Lamina by the same thing.
No, what's
the... Here says Lamina by the Ayah, and here says Lamina by the Daya. So if these are totally different oifois, why did Kodesh Baruch Hu add the Mina by the Ayah and the other one add the Mina to the Daya?
Why
would Hashem go in and switch it around and put over here and one put over there? Is the answer is because Ayah and Daya are exactly the same, and therefore the Mina is explaining that the Ayah and Daya have a broader family and they have other subcategories of other birds that are included in the Ayah and Daya. That's the Mina. So don't worry about it. Here it says Ayah Lemina and Dai Lemina, they're exactly the same bird. And the Shema Mina Ayah V'Daya Achasi. Great Gemara and Nochamu, like we already explained a minute ago. V'chim Yachshe Ayah V'Daya Achasi. Lomalei L'michtav Ayah V'Daya. So what do you have to have to do? So before we continue on, Rabbi Sai, so that's why we have our 24. We started off at this point that we had 25. And we said, no, take off one because Ayah and Daya are both the same. Now why Taken then, if they're both the same, then the Torah enumerate them separately as if they're 2? Kedesanya, like we said before, Rabbi Yoimer, Ekra Ani Ayah Da Ayah. Let's call this bird Aya. Daya nominal. Why did it say Daya? Kadeshly Titin Pischin Pel Baldin Lachlik. So the person shouldn't start debating with you and say, Shleite Ata Kare Aya. Bu Kare Daya. Ata Kare Daya. Bu Kare Aya. And as a result, says Rashi, somebody's going to go and eat from one of them and say, you don't know what you're talking about. I'm eating the Aya bird, not the Daya bird. He's going to go and say, Aya and Daya. Therefore, we tell him it's all one and the same. Aya, Daya, it's Altsazel. The Kach Kosa, the Mishnah Torah, the Law, the Aya, the Hadaya, the Mina. It says both Aya and Daya, the Daya, they're one and the same, no difference. Freytimar Meisre. Loma Nishnu Bebehema. Why did the Torah repeat the list of non-kosher animals in Parshas Re'eh after we already had the list in Parshas Shmini? I'll tell you why. When the Ashesua, like we said before, Ashesua only appears in Parshas Re'eh and not in Parshas Shmini. Uba Oifois, why Oifois? When they Hara, because in Parshas Shmini, not Shmini, in Re'eh it says Ra'a, which we did not have in Shmini. Shmini had Dog, but it didn't have Ra'a. So you have Ra'a now by Unz in Parshas Re'eh. So Gemara, by saying that we re-enumerated all the behemoths in Parshas Re'eh to include the Shesua, and we repeated all of the Oifis in Parshas Re'eh because of the Ra'a, my lamid behema the hasam l'usufi, just like there, we're adding a new behema. They're not four non-kosher animals, but they're five because we added the Shesua. L'chayr oifis nam l'usufi. Didn't we mean by putting the Ra'a to go and add one more? Not like you said the Da'a and Ra'a is the same. They're separate oifis. Da'a is back in Parshas Shmini, and in Parshas Re'eh we're adding the Ra'a. By the case of the behemoth Shesua Taka, Oisafa, he added one more. The Ra'a by the Oifis is not an additional Oif, but rather it's an explanation. Don't think that something is only a Da'a. Da'a and Ra'a are both the same, so people, the Baldin shouldn't be choivik with you and say, nein, nein, this Megman Asin, this Tachara, this Mishka Da'a. No, no, Ra'a and Da'a exactly the same. Well, please, Rabbavo, what we just said now is mechulik with Rabbavo. What means mechulik with Rabbavo? Because we just concluded that we have 24, and in getting to the cheshbon of the 24, we said that the Da'a and Ra'a is the same, and Aya and Daya is the same. So as a result, we take off one for the Ra'a, and we take off one for the Aya and Daya. That's how we got down to our 24. However, as we'll see momentarily, Rabbavo holds that all four of them are the same. The Ra'a, the Da'a, the Aya, the Daya is all one. As a result, according to Babo, we're going to have to take off one out of the 24.
So
and according to him, there are only 23 Oifois to make. Well, please, Babo, Yom Babo, Ra'a Zu Aya. Not that it's not Da'a, it's Da'a also, but besides it, it's also called Aya. Why does it get such a name? Shiroya Biyoisa, because it sees very far away. That's why it says that in the Pusik. Pusik in Eoiv, Nosiv, Lo Yedo'oi Oyit, V'loi Shisafatu, Ein Aya. Nosiv means a path, Nesivois, Lo Yedo'oi Ayit, Ayit is a vulture. Even a vulture doesn't know where that path is. V'loi Shisafatu, Ein Aya, Ein Aya was never satisfied from the vision, from seeing that Nosiv. What it means to say is, this is such a far out path and street that even the regular vulture birds don't even know where it's located. Anyway, we see from this that Aya typically knows everything, sees everything. This Aya didn't see it. So that's how it got the name Ra Shiroi Biyoisa. So when I was learning with my... let's continue on. Tana, in the Brice it says, Oimedes Bababa, this bird, the Ra'a bird, the Aya bird, could be standing in Bavel, Groy, and Avela, where it's all the way there to Israel, it sees an Avela. Since it's, of course, a vulture, it's a Doidus Va'oichel type of bird. That's why, Sishmek, it sees an Avela, it flies all the way from Bavel to Israel to get that
Avela.
What are you saying? Okay, so Zana Guzma, but that's what it says in Igmar. So when I was learning with my son, Ben Sian, last night, Ben Sian says he remembers a vart, or maybe himself was Mechadish the vart, that the reason why this is an oif tamei, it's in Bavel. It sees Eretz Zolav Zavas Cholavit Vosh. It says, sees the Heilig Yerushalayim. It sees Chevron in the Morris of Machpeh.
And
the only thing that he can think of is Beg Anabayimah. In other words, instead of looking good upon Eretz Yisrael,
like the Tuv Yerushalayim.
The Tuv Yerushalayim, Kol Yimei Chayecha. Is therefore, Azoit Nigzutman San Aydem, Man Zin.
The Shem Demon.
It's looked online. He said Efshet is Gezeinu. He said it on his own.
Nice.
That's why it said Oif Tameh. It only sees Shlechts. It's in Bavel. It's thinking about it. It's looking at Eretz Yisrael. Look at the beauty of Eretz Yisrael. Look at the beautiful the Yerushalayim, the Beis Hamikdash. This is after the Beis Hamikdash. The Koyso or Smachpela as it non events. Okay, anyway, continuing on the Gemara, Midra Hainu Ayah, since Rebbe Avohu holds that Ra and Ayah is the same, Mechlal the Da'a Lav Hainu Ra. So the Chayra, the Ra is an Ayah, but it's not a Da'a. So Gemara, Mechti Mishra Torah, the Sufi Hudi Asa, Maishna Hocha Dechsid, Da'a, or Maishna Hosan, Poloi Sid Da'a. We already said a moment ago, then Mishra Torah comes to be Moisid. So Ibazoi, back in Parashas Shmini, we have the Do'a. We don't have it in Parashas Re'eh. So before we said Do'a and Ro'a is the same thing. But now we're saying, no, Do'a and Ro'a is not the same thing.
Why?
So why is it in Parashas Re'eh? It's a pink in Parashas Shmini. At Lav Shemamina, we see that he, Rebbe Avohu, holds Do'a, the Ro'a, the Ayah. And, okay, we're going to see Da'a in a moment. That's Achasi. Umid the Ro'a, Hainu Ayah. Since we said before that ayah and daya is the same, so Kimoy Meroa Haina Ayah Machal the daya Lam Haino Ayah. Are you telling me then the daya is Nishkan Ayah? So Kimoro Ibazoi Maishna Husam Dechsiv Lemino A Ayah or Maishna Hachaduiksiv Lemino A Ayah. The kasha that we asked before, that in one place in Parsha Shmini it says the Lemino on the Ayah, and in Parsha Re'eh it says Lemino on the daya. So before we said it's one bird. And now you're saying l'choira that the ayah is the ra'a bird and it's not the daya bird. So therefore, if that's the case, why does the Torah write the mina by the ayah and thereby the daya? Ella daya, ella shma mina, da'a v'ra, daya v'ayah achasi. It's all one bird. One bird that had four names. Some people call it the da'a bird, some people call it the ra'a bird, some people call it the daya bird, some call it the ayah bird. But bottom line is, since we're concluding, according to Bavo, that there's only one, that's why the Gemara said, Upliga de Rebavo. That's what we said back on the Omer Aleph, that there were 24 non-kosher birds all together, and that's what we've been saying for the last couple of days.
Except that
Rebavo disagrees, and he holds that there are only 23. In Mizrah, in the eastern part of Beis Bavel, Eretz Yisrael, there were 100 different types of Oifis Tameim. What you just told me that there are 24. How did you get to 100? They're Kulan Min Ayah. Ayah obviously was had a big, big mishpucha. Lot of mechatunim, lots of kids, lots of cousins, third cousins, fourth cousins. And therefore, they were all part of the broad Ayah family through 100 different types of Oifis, which are all subsets of the Ayah and the Daya and the Ro'o and the Do, which are all the same according to Bavo. Tani Avim Ibrahim Bavo, Shiva Meyois Mine Dogenheim. There are 700 different types of fish. Beches Meyois Mine Chagovim. And 800 different types of grasshoppers. Well, the Oifis ain't Mispar. Oifis, he got thousands and tens of thousands. Now, the Gemara didn't tell us so far whether we're talking about Tmeim or Tehoirim. The Choyre, the Gemara assumes that we're talking about Tmeois. And if we're talking about Tmeois, Oifos Chavdalet happen. There are only 24. And you're telling me Oifos and Mispah means there are hundreds and there are thousands. There are only 24. So you want Ella or the Oifos Tehoirim and Mispah. There are only 24. And of course, we have the subsets, even 100, which are all subsets of the Ayah. But in truth, in terms of how many oifis to hoyle, there are thousands and tens of thousands of oifis. And this body, you don't even have a count. So based on this, says Rashi in the Bach, so konzain that originally the Gemara held, the Shiva Meyos Mini Dog and the Ches Meyos Mini Chagavim, those were all Tmeim, just like the Gemara assumed in the Havamina. that the oifis ain't misbar, they're only 24. But now that the Gemara answers the oifis toirim, it's konzain that the gabi the dogim and the gabi the chagom are also talking about kosher fish. 700 mine kosher fish and 800 mine chagovim kosher grasshoppers. Tanya Rabbi Oimer, Golda Vidul of Nemi Shemohi Oimer, Shebehema Tmeya Meruba Minat Tahiris. There are far more non-kosher animals than there are kosher animals. Ticha Manakos is the Tahira. That's why the Tahira enumerates the behemoth Tahiris, which are very, very few. Shor, Say Ksovim, Say Izim, you have from the ox and cow family, and you have from the sheep, and you have from the goats. And then the next pussy talks about the kosher Chayos, Ayo, Tzvi, V'yachmur, V'tishan, etc. Those are altogether 8 or 10 behemoths and chayis tohoirois in the Torah. There are far more behemoths tmeis. The hippopotamus, the rhinoceros, the elephant, and all of those wonderful animals are all tmeis.
Wolves,
met foxes, met alligators. You go into the zoo here, even in New York, you can see probably 50 or 100 different species.
Yeah.
That's why the Torah is brief, succinct, and tells us the kosher and fakir. There are many more kosher birds than there are non-kosher birds. That's why he enumerates the 24. Pray to more my kamashlan. What is he trying to tell us with this vart? When a person is teaching his Talmud, he shouldn't go and be too expansive. He should be much more the kitzur and succinct. It's another gear. If you want to repeat the Gemara, my entire chava, the Moshe Chaim is upset that we said Ravuna Merav because on the side is another gear of Yehuda Merav. So Zayin of Yehuda Merav.
Not because I'm soft mishtaik, but I've given him advice.
That's the Zayin you mentioned. Anyway, you're supposed to malamed the derech kitzurah.
Yeah.
Not the derech harichas.
Okay,
right there. Omer Yitzchak, oiftar nechal b'mesoyis. Bottom line is today, you cannot go and just eat an oiftar by saying, oh, I see that one simon, two simon, three simon, four simon. You have to have a mesoyra. Where do you get that mesoyra from? Nemrat Zayid Loimar, I go over to the hunter, the one that captures oifes, and he says, oif zeh tohar. How do I know that this oif is tohar? Masali rabbi, ma rabbi mi oskalen. I didn't figure it out on my own. My Rebbe, I have a Mesoida. Then you're allowed to go and eat from it. However, Amr B'yoychanan, Ushabaki Behen, Ubish Moisein. Dafk, if the Rebbe who taught him is Baki Behen, Ubish Moisein. In other words, he knows all the names of the 24 listed in the Torah. And he's Baki Behen, he knows the anatomy and he knows the species. Eken de ganze Zach, what a Paris is, what an Osnia is, Metan Oire, and the others, he has to know. From A to Z. Boy Reb Zera, when we said now Masali Rebbe, doesn't mean Rabbi Chochem, that means his Rebbe in Chayder or Yeshiva, or Rabbi Tzayer. Maybe it means his Rebbe in hunting, who knows oifois. Not a person who's a Grace of Talmud Chochem, but a person who knows all the oifois because he is in the business of catching oifois. Toshaman, Yom Rebbe Yechem, Shabbat, Lem, which I say. Yom is Bishloim, Rabbi Tzayer, the Shaper. Eken Zachos, Eken the Malucha, he knows. Eliyamis Rabbi Chucham Bishloy Meshemayu Gomelu. He knows all the 24 which are listed in the Torah in Parshas Shmini and Parshas Hey. He knows to add the 4 Lemineus and Lemina. Eken Digan Sezach the Shmayu Eliinu Miyadlu. If he never went to the bird school, how does he know what the birds look like? Oh, just an eye. Chamishkibis is an eye. Who just says an Osnia? Chamishkibis. Now he knows it. Elav Shema Mino Rabbi Tzayin. Shema Mino We see Taka Rabbi Tzayin. He's the one that is the one that gives the Masoida. And he says, I, the hunter, learned it from my Rebbe who was a hunter. And my Rebbe who was a hunter, his Rebbe was a hunter.
So
we go back a number of Doidus, and that's the Masoidus that you're allowed to live by. Yeah. So this was the Gemara over here. Now back, you remember yesterday on Samach Beis, Amid Beis, we said, what is the Masa? Everything okay? Else is another one? If you go back to Samach Beis, Amid Beis, the Beis side, back in Samach Beis, Amid Beis, we had the last Rashi, last of the narrow lines of the Rashi, Samach Beis, Amid Beis, then oif necha lonu eladim esoidis oif, shemasulana avisenu bitohara kitar, v'loy shemasulanu yesh lachish. If we have Mesoida, if you don't have Mesoida, you gotta be noyed. And Mesoida is Yesh Lanu Lismaich. Come on, that's today's Gemara, Shoiftar, Necho Ba Mesoida. This is where we're going to stop here in the Gemara Boisai. I only focused on this because I sent out an article.
Yeah,
I don't know if anybody read the article.
I couldn't read it.
Oh, very good. So it's the Muscovy duck. It's called the duck. However, it has a different appearance than your regular normal duck. And there's a big machloikis of the late Achroinim as to whether or not this duck is kosher or not, since it looked so different than all the other ducks. So then they asked Shilas from many of the poskim of that day and age. So he brings here that in the newspaper Der Blatt, which was published in January 15, 2010, K.J. Poultry of Monroe, K.J. stands for Kiryas Yoel of Monroe, signed a kol koyre saying, Rabbeisai, anybody that bought any of these Muscovy ducks should return them to the owners, to the sellers, because there's an investigation underway whether or not these are in fact kosher or not. Until a final determination is made, don't eat from them.
Don't eat.
Now this question he brings in this article goes back to 1860. Rabbi Sucha Dov Ilovi, who was a Talmud of the Heilig Chassam Sofer, and he emigrated to America and became the rabbi in New Orleans. He paskined that the Muscovy duck is not kosher, because we have no Mesoira on this duck. However, Reb Nosson Adler, this is not the Reb Nosson Adler, the famous Rebbe of some Sofer, this is Reb Nosson Adler, who was chief rabbi of London, and Reb Shamshon of Ful Hirsch, they both agreed with Rabbi Ilovi, and they said, it's not kosher. Don't even think about it. However, later in 1908, Muscovy duck was presented to Reb Shmuel Salant, who was the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim.
Wow.
He said it's kosher. In 1954, Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, also chief rabbi of Jerusalem, he wrote in his Sefer Har Tzvi that in 1909 the Muscovy was ruled kosher for an Argentinian immigrant. And therefore, says Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, anybody from Argentina is allowed to eat from it because they have that Mesoides that it's kosher. But nobody else should eat from it because they don't have that Mesoides. Then later on, Rav Levinger, chief rabbi of Basel, in his Sefer Mazon Kosher, he quotes the Netziv, that the Netziv writes that in fact that the Muscovy can be eaten. Others not, just Muscovy can. He said certain communities did accept it. So he's saying the Netziv said that it's already a machloikis in different communities, that in 1884 the Muscovy was eaten in certain communities, while others not. The Netziv himself says, Memegyoes. And this is repeated in Ariga Saboisim and also Divri Malkiel, that they said you are allowed to eat the Muscovy duck. However, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik Briskerov, chief rabbi of Brisk, father of the Briskerov, and Reb Chaim Berlin, son of the Netziv, he paskin metunish esed. You are not allowed to. And they had vehement opposition, very much against it. Finally, in 2010, in Der Yid, they published a kol koyre, signed by the Deborah Tzina Ruv, the Foltichana Dayan, the Ruv of the Smedish Tavua Shor, and the author of Siach Yitzchak on Chulin, the Vizhnitsa Dayan, and Reb Chasko wrote, Karlsburg Ruv. All of them paskin usir metunish. Now you're wondering, okay, these seem to be the super ultra orthodox rabbis. What about quote unquote the regular orthodox rabbis?
OU.
So guess what? The OU, Rav Belsky Zuchan Lebrucha and Rav Herschel Shachter Zuzan Gizut Nishtar, both of them signed on a psak, you're not allowed to go and eat from the Muscovy. So bottom line is a machloikis haposkim, and the OU therefore says it's usir to eat. Don't even think about eating the Muscovy duck. Now you're wondering, how could there be a machloikis, yes or no? Okay, we have a Mesoira. So Rabelsky or one of the other poskim say that the reason why the Rabbanim that were matir the Muscovy duck is because they only checked the other simanim. Had they waited for a while, they would have found out that the Muscovy duck is a doiris v'oichel. Doiris v'oichel, that is, according to everybody, a simon of an oif tameh. Have they waited and watched how this Muscovy duck is there for oifel on its prey, They also would have said that it is
us.
So bottom line is, basically nobody today eats from the Muscovy duck because the later Akronim say it's usr. Have a wonderful day, Mitchum. Tomorrow we have an off day. I told you because we have a bris tomorrow morning.
Mitzvah
Shem, Mazel Tov. And Mitchum will be back together Sunday morning. But Sunday, thank you. But Sunday, not on Zoom. Sunday it's going to be on conference call.